Unit 4, Travel and Transport. Speaker A, Emily.
I love traveling by long-distance coach. While on the coach, I can meet a lot of interesting people who also travel long distances. By the time we reach our destination, we have shared amusing stories and given each other valuable advice on available hotels, guest houses, and serviced apartments, as well as sites and attractions worth visiting at the destination. Today, fully equipped coaches provide comfort for a reasonable price. In addition to comfortable seats, the coaches are equipped with air conditioning, onboard toilets, a refreshment system, Wi-Fi access, media entertainment system, and USB ports. Recently, a lot of coaches have had solar panels installed on their roofs, and in this way, coach travel is becoming environmentally friendly.
Speaker B, Logan. I believe that traveling by train is the easiest way to get to your destination. One of the reasons why I prefer to travel by train is that other means of transport cannot beat the view from a train window. The scenery that can be seen out of the window quickly changes from picturesque to countryside, with fields, meadows, woods, rivers, and streams, to numerous charming villages and beautiful towns. What's more, modern trains are comfortable, fast, and safe. When I travel with my friends or family, we take our luggage into the compartment and keep it on the overhead racks. Also, we usually sit on seats facing a table so that we can use our laptops or play board games to make the time fly past. When we get hungry, we can choose from a variety of meals, snacks, and beverages in the dining car. Of course, we also take the train when we travel long distances. This is when we book a sleeper berth to make the journey comfortable. Speaker C, Victoria.
My favorite means of transport is the plane. Since I am still a student and don't have much money to spare, I fly economy class, which is the cheapest class in air travel. To be honest, I don't really mind, because each time I fly, the standards of care and service provided by the cabin crew are excellent. Whether I fly short or long haul, the time flies more quickly when I watch movies, listen to music, play games, or read newspapers and magazines on board. The moment I enjoy the most is takeoff. It's a wonderful feeling when the plane leaves the ground and begins to climb higher and higher towards the sky. I also like the landing. However, there's a different type of excitement. When the plane starts descending and the blurred shapes of towns and fields gradually become more visible and clear, I feel a thrill about arriving at my destination.
Speaker D, Benjamin. My favorite means of transport is the bicycle. Cycling gives me freedom and a feeling of complete relaxation. The only season when I don't cycle is winter. As soon as the roads are suitable for cycling, I cycle to school, the library, shops, and of course into nature. In town, riding a bike can get dangerous at times, especially in those parts of the town where there are no cycle lanes. Cyclists have to ride their bike in heavy traffic, which might cause car and bike collisions, resulting in severe injuries. After studying for so many hours indoors on weekdays, it's nice to be outside at weekends and explore the countryside around where I live. Speaker E, Madison.
My favorite means of transport is the car. I could hardly wait to turn 18, the age at which it's possible to take a driving test and, after passing it, get a driving license. Having a car gives me complete flexibility and freedom in traveling. I commute to school every day, and I don't need to rely on public transport, which is often unreliable. It is true that from time to time, I get stuck in enormous traffic jams and run late for school and make it there just in time for the lesson to start. Without question, the car is the only means of transport I travel by when I go on a holiday. All I need to do is to set the date for travel, choose the destination, and pack as much luggage as I need. Of course, there are some negatives to traveling by car over great distances. Huge numbers of holidaymakers heading to their summer destination on motorways cause traffic jams and delays. It doesn't affect me in any way. I never get stressed out or tired of driving my car.